He quickly got out of the car to check on it, but what they saw left them both stunned. The horse's head was glowing with a golden light. Lisa couldn't resist reaching out to touch it, and in that moment, her mind seemed to connect with the unicorn. Right before her eyes, a cosmic nebula appeared, but just then, her father killed it. Jack hadn't forgotten the purpose of this trip. He arrived at the Odell family's villa, where he finally met the head of the family, Anderl. Neil, standing nearby, noticed that there was a bit of blood on Lisa's face. Lisa quickly rushed to the bathroom, grabbed a towel, and started wiping her face. But strangely, the acne marks on her face were disappearing at a visible speed. Jack was reporting to Anderl, but oddly enough, despite his severe nearsightedness, he had to take off his glasses to read the documents in his hands. The reason he was there was because Anderl's life was in danger, and his son, Neil, was useless. Worried that Anderl's death would cause stock prices to plummet, they contacted Jack to help plan things out. But just then, Lisa suddenly felt something strange. It was as if the dead unicorn was regenerating, gaining back its life. In a panic, Lisa found her father. She had a growing sense of unease, hoping to leave the place as soon as possible. But suddenly, there was a strange sound from outside the window. Now, they couldn't hide it anymore. Everyone rushed outside and saw the unicorn break through the glass, struggling as it lay on the car window. As the others stood frozen, not knowing what to do, Lisa explained that after the unicorn's blood had touched her face, the acne marks had disappeared without a trace, and there was no discomfort at all. Jack soon realized that perhaps this was why his eyesight had returned. Upon hearing that the unicorn's blood might have miraculous healing powers, Anderl, who was running out of time, immediately seized this as his last hope. Will the unicorn's blood really work? Or is this the beginning of a nightmare?